With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Lawmakers at a standstill over the reopening of the government, showing few signs of any progress. Speaking with Salem Radio, Montana Senator Steve Daines says the Democrats have convinced themselves this is about insurance premiums for health care. He says that issue is important and can be taken up later, but should not be used to hold the government hostage.
We need to pay attention to that. Access to health care is important, but on top of the massive subsidies to insurance companies that the Obamacare bill provided about 10 years ago, during COVID, Joe Biden used that emergency to basically blow the lid off the amount of money that is being spent on health care and enriching insurance companies and really not helping people who need it the most.
President Trump is making plans for a rather significant aid package for U.S. soybean farmers. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The move aims to help farmers survive China's boycott of American beans, which was sparked by the president's trade war. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says substantial support for farmers is expected to be announced this week. The aid comes amid the ongoing tariff war that has prompted China to stop buying U.S. soybeans and order soybeans from Brazil and Argentina. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump marking the Navy's 250th anniversary. He joined a celebration Sunday at the Naval Station Norfolk in Virginia. Israel and Hamas preparing for indirect negotiations in Egypt Monday. Hopes are rising now for a possible ceasefire in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in the meantime, says that a hostage release could be announced sometime this week. This is SRN News. Federal health officials approving another generic version of the abortion pill.
That's prompting outrage from pro-life groups. Students for Life Action, in a statement Thursday, called the approval of mifepristone a stain on the Trump presidency and another sign that the deep state at the FDA must go. The FDA first approved the drug as safe and effective in 2000. The new version of the pill is from drug maker Evita Solutions. It's not the first generic version, which the FDA previously approved in 2019. Keith Peters, Washington.
More anti-Semitic incidents in three parts of the nation, this time affecting Shabbat organizations. World Israel News reports an arson attack targeted the center in Charlotte County, Florida. A bomb threat forcing the evacuation of University of California Santa Barbara Center. And an argument escalated into a stabbing incident at UCLA. This is SRN News. Well, fewer books were banned in U.S. schools last year than the year before.
PEN America, a nonprofit group, says the most banned or censored books in the U.S. are those written by Stephen King. About 80% of the bans originated in just three states, Florida, Texas, and Tennessee. And PEN found little or no instances of books being pulled in Illinois, Maryland, and New Jersey, which have laws limiting the authority of schools and public libraries to pull books.
That is correspondent Donna Warder reporting. Now, she says there were more than 6,800 cases of books being temporarily or in some cases permanently pulled for the 2024-25 school year. That number is down from more than 10,000 in the 23-24 year. Reasons often cited for pulling a book: LGBT themes and sexual violence as well. More details at srnnews.com.